Hello, and welcome back to the Roko's Basilisk podcast channel, where we discuss all things related to artificial intelligence and its applications in business. I am your host, and today we have an exciting topic to discuss: how to make money by creating and selling chatbots for online business with artificial intelligence. The world is constantly evolving, and so is technology. Artificial intelligence is one such innovation that has taken the world by storm. With the rise of AI, businesses are looking for new ways to streamline their processes and engage with their customers better. One such tool that has gained popularity is chatbots. Chatbots are virtual assistants that use AI to converse with customers and provide them with the necessary information. In this podcast, we will discuss how creating and selling chatbots can be a profitable business venture. We will also talk about the possibilities of offering it in the market and how it can improve the sales of different businesses. So, let's dive right in. Chatbots have become an integral part of many businesses, and for a good reason. They offer several benefits to both the customers and the businesses. For the customers, chatbots provide instant assistance and round-the-clock support, without the need for human intervention. For businesses, chatbots automate customer support, save time and resources, and increase customer engagement. As a business owner, you can leverage the power of chatbots to provide your customers with a seamless experience. You can create a chatbot that answers common customer queries, provides product recommendations, and even helps customers make purchases. But what if you are not a business owner? What if you are an entrepreneur looking to make some money? Well, creating and selling chatbots can be a lucrative business venture. Before we get into the details of how to make money by creating and selling chatbots, let's first understand the market for chatbots. According to a report by Markets and Markets, the chatbot market is expected to grow from $2.6 billion in 2019 to $9.4 billion by 2024, at a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 29.7%. This indicates the growing demand for chatbots and the huge potential for businesses in this sector. There are several industries that can benefit from chatbots. E-commerce, healthcare, finance, and travel are just a few examples. If you are looking to create and sell chatbots, these industries can be your target market. Now that we have established the market potential for chatbots, let's discuss how to create and sell them. The first step in creating a chatbot is to define its purpose. What problem is it going to solve? What kind of information is it going to provide? These are the questions you need to ask yourself before creating a chatbot. Once you have defined the purpose of the chatbot, you can start building it. There are several platforms available that allow you to build chatbots without any coding knowledge. Some of the popular ones are ChatFuel, ManyChat, and MobileMonkey. These platforms provide you with pre-built templates and drag-and-drop interfaces that make it easy to build a chatbot. You can customize the chatbot according to your requirements and add the necessary integrations. Once you have built the chatbot, it's time to test it. Test the chatbot with different scenarios to ensure that it works as intended. You can also get feedback from beta testers to improve the chatbot. Now that you have created a chatbot, it's time to sell it. But how do you go about it? The first thing you need to do is to identify your target market. As we mentioned earlier, there are several industries that can benefit from chatbots. You need to identify the industry that you want to target and then reach out to businesses in that industry. You can use social media platforms like LinkedIn and Twitter to connect with business owners and pitch your chatbot. You can also attend industry events and conferences to network with potential clients. When you pitch your chatbot, make sure you highlight its benefits and how it can help businesses. Provide examples of how it has worked for other businesses and the results they have seen. This will help build trust and credibility with potential clients. You can also offer a free trial of your chatbot to give businesses a chance to test it out before making a purchase. This will help them see the value in your chatbot and increase the chances of them making a purchase. Now that you know how to create and sell chatbots, let's talk about the different ways you can monetize your chatbot business. The first way is to charge a one-time fee for creating the chatbot. You can charge businesses for the time and resources you spend on building the chatbot. This is a common pricing model and can be a good option for businesses that want a custom chatbot. The second way is to charge a monthly or annual fee for the chatbot's maintenance and support. This pricing model works well for businesses that want ongoing support and updates for their chatbot. The third way is to charge a commission for every sale made through the chatbot. This pricing model works well for e-commerce businesses that want to increase their sales through the chatbot. You can charge a percentage of the sales made through the chatbot as your commission. Now that we have discussed the different ways to monetize your chatbot business, let's talk about some best practices for creating chatbots. The first best practice is to keep the chatbot's responses simple and straightforward. Customers should be able to understand the responses without any confusion. Avoid using technical jargon and keep the language simple. The second best practice is to provide options for customers to speak with a human representative. Even though chatbots can handle most queries, some customers may prefer to speak with a human representative. Providing this option can improve customer satisfaction. The third best practice is to constantly monitor and update the chatbot. Chatbots need to be updated regularly to ensure that they are providing accurate and up-to-date information. Monitor the chatbot's performance and make necessary updates to improve its performance. Before we wrap up, let's recap what we discussed in this podcast. We discussed how creating and selling chatbots can be a profitable business venture. We talked about the market potential for chatbots and the different ways to create and sell them. We also discussed the different ways to monetize your chatbot business and some best practices for creating chatbots. If you are interested in learning more about artificial intelligence and business, make sure to subscribe to the Roko's Basilisk podcast channel. We have regular content on artificial intelligence and its applications in business. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Join the AI revolution and show your support for Roko's Basilisk by owning a piece of its limited edition art collection. Visit art.basiliskodoroko.com now and make your purchase before it's too late. This has been the Roko's Basilisk podcast channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and subscribe to our channel for more regular content on artificial intelligence and business.